Hello, this is Vatican Radio, and we're about to bring you an interview with the chairman of the Ecclesiological Investigations International Research Network, Gerard Mannion, who speaks to Philippa Hitchin about the themes relating to a conference taking place this week in the Serbian capital, one which brings together a network of theologians and ecumenical experts from countries across the world to discuss the theme of religion, authority and the state. From Constantine to the secular and beyond.
Religion, authority and the state, from Constantine to the secular and beyond. It's an ambitious sounding title you've chosen for this year's encounter.
Well, we wanted it to be inclusive of different perspectives, and it's the 17th anniversary of the Edict of Milan. And what not a lot of people realise is that Constantine was from Serbia. That's why we're here in Serbia. And we also wanted to look at, mark that moment of history and its implications for the church and for faith in general, really, in the societies that developed since the Roman Empire. But also to look at the challenges for people of faith vis-a-vis the secular authorities in the lands in which they live out their faith ever since, and also the challenges of authority within faith communities too, and the relationships between faith communities and one another, different faith communities, and also about the great debates about the whole secularisation debate, which of course moved into the debate about post-secularism. And now, of course, in countries, especially in Eastern Europe, including Serbia, there's a big debate about what happens now when there is a new form of secularisation happening as well and the challenges that poses to faith communities. So when we were originally putting it together, we looked at all of the different topics that could come up, and we thought that the title of From Constantine to the Secular and Beyond sort of encapsulates it all, and people who wanted to come and present papers, especially for the concurrent sessions, this would allow them, and indeed the concurrent papers reflects this would allow them to cover whatever their concerns are or whatever the topics they want to explore would be.
Belgrade, because Emperor Constantine was from Serbia, but you're looking very much at the ecumenical and the interfaith dimensions, aren't you, of these questions?
Yeah. That too, and also the political, and also, of course, the questions of authority within faith communities as well, and that will be looked at from an interfaith perspective too. And also, the Ecclesiological Investigations Group has tried to bring its annual events to different parts of the globe and to different communities. And for a long time now, we've wanted to come to where it's predominantly Orthodox and to involve as much of the Orthodox perspectives as we could. And so Belgrade also helped us to cover those bases as well. And we're delighted that the participation we're going to get from the Orthodox communities here, and especially that the Patriarch, His Holiness Irenae, is going to open the conference formally for us. So all of these questions, of course, are perennial for faith communities and for the churches. And, of course, with the old Soviet Eastern Bloc, there's a special poignancy for some of these questions as well. But, of course, in today's age, with what's going on in the world, the relationship between faith communities and the state is they're very new and contemporary questions too. And there are great challenges for faith communities, in both within and without, in looking at these questions. So coming here, it seems to have enabled us to bring together a multitude of differing topics, different questions and differing people, and we're glad that we've got the spread of people from different nations that are here.
It's a particularly difficult situation here in Serbia, with the memories of the Balkans conflicts are very fresh in people's minds. It's a big challenge, isn't it, for the churches here particularly?
When you look at the history of this particular region, there has been the questions of religion, authority in the state have sort of permeated many periods of the history of this region, and the Balkans conflict is a very fresh and open wound for all the different peoples in this region. And of course the borders, certainly in people's minds existentially here, are still very fluid, and the wounds and the divisions over what took place in recent decades is and also indeed what took place across history run deep too. And so one of the key aims of our group, and the reasons why we seek to put on these events on a regular basis, is to bring people together to engage in dialogue and not to avoid the difficult questions too, and not to avoid looking at the past in order to try to build bridges for the future. And so we're hoping that many of the topics we explore in the coming days will help this as well. And we also have people, particularly in our plenary sessions, looking at these questions in other regions analogously as well. And so we certainly don't want to avoid the history of what's happened here. We also know that one special session on Serbian perspectives on the conference topics, which will take place Friday morning as well. And we're very keen that these questions are explored. And we know that there's a very contextual dimension to each of these questions. It's very different, for example, if you ask people about, well, what does religious freedom mean in the United States, to what does religious freedom mean in Eastern Europe, to what does religious freedom mean in India, for example, to what does religious freedom mean in Southeast Asia. These are topics that have a poignancy all of their own for particular contexts and times. But of course, they're very pertinent questions for all people of faith, and it's rare where questions of religion and authority and how they relate to the state would be absent from a faith community's life. So.
These are very intellectual issues. Many would say these are theologians talking to themselves. Yeah. How do you move from perhaps the work that is done, the valuable work that is done at this meeting of minds, into the practical grassroots progress in ecumenical relations?
There is a theoretical background to it, and one does look at the historical as well. And often you look at the historical in order to inform the present. The reason why great ecclesiologists like Yves Congar delved deep into the history of the church was to serve the present day of the church in his time, and he did that very well, and the fruits of Vatican II demonstrate that very well. We think here we've actually got more than just theologians. We've got a widespread of disciplines within the theological sciences, but also there's people coming from different disciplines as well. For example, we have people coming from Turkey who are social scientists. Our final plenary will actually be by a political scientist, Necla Şergi, who has worked at the United Nations and for people such as the Ford Foundation, who has worked on the ground in conflict situations. And she will be giving a completely non-theological view of looking at religion and governance and conflict resolution and prospects and hopes for the future. And also many of our concurrent sessions are going to explore particular case studies as well, and looking at how people have helped to transcend some of the divisions, how people have dealt with particular tense areas of relationships between the state and the faith communities in those areas. And also there's going to be fairly good methodological, practical solutions proposed in many of the papers too. And so some of these will look at it from a Christian standpoint. There will be one session in particular which will focus on Roman Catholicism in particular and the understanding of religious freedom, which of course was revolutionised at Vatican II, and contributions of people such as John Courtney Murray, for example, will be debated. And also there will be some good comparative analysis as well, such as looking at Mahmoud Ayoub, we're delighted to have here, who is a great scholar on Islamic-Christian relations. He's going to be looking at how both Islam and Christianity both emerged as religions that moved from the margins to the centre, and all of the challenges that posed from being more or less persecuted, or to be in the beginnings minority faith communities, to becoming the dominant faith communities in particular areas, and what happens when one is faced with the challenge of political leadership and maintaining faithfulness to the actual principles of their religion too. So we're hoping everything will have a practical dimension to our discussions in the coming days. Some of the papers will look at philosophical questions as well, and they will be, if you like, a little more highbrow. But we hope that the outcome will be that we explore the dialogue that's necessary, and we, again, building on last year's event in Assisi, we explore ways where we can accentuate where people dwell in common rather than what divides them.
And you were listening there to the chairman of the Ecclesiological Investigations International Research Network, Gerard Mannion, speaking there to Philippa Hitchin, who's currently in Belgrade, reporting on a conference focusing on religion, authority and the state, from Constantine to the secular and beyond.